Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mayor.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jessica.
You know, I don't have a lot of, like, serious, you know, questions for you this morning. You know, things, hard-hitting news or whatever. You know, we're getting ready for the holidays. Yep. We're a couple days away. I just want to know what you're doing for Christmas, what the plans are, and you know, what we can do in Ocean City for the holidays. That's pretty much all I got for you today.
Well, you know what? It's the holiday season. Really, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
We can talk about serious stuff. You know, different occasions. Really, things wind down a little bit this week and next week. So it's a good time to talk about the holidays. And there's still a lot going on in Ocean City of ways to celebrate the holidays with your families and friends. And, of course, all the local residents. You've seen a lot of local parties throughout town that different businesses are holding and different establishments are holding their Christmas parties, which have been a lot of fun. And, of course, Winter Festive Lights is open every night now. Through the end of the year. So that is a great opportunity for people to go out and really get the Christmas spirit and go out afterwards and, you know, have some pizza or go somewhere and, you know, just enjoy being with everybody. It's just Christmas, it kind of sneaks up on us. You know, we're 2 days away. So Santa's packing his sleigh, and I think everybody's in good holiday spirits that I've seen. And I like to go out shopping. I'll go out today and tomorrow. I think it's fun to be out while people are shopping, and you see a lot of people and everybody's in good spirits. So it's really a fabulous time of year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I know we have the Winter Fest of Lights, and is it open now moving forward up until the new year every night? Is that what I'm hearing?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Because everybody's in town. So, you know, it'll be open. And of course you have the train garden up there as well, which is really a unique experience inside the big tent. And there have been big crowds up at Winterfest. So it's really fun. There's a lot of businesses that have really, you know, put up the lights, you know, Bull on the Beach. Boy, I'll tell you what, that could be seen on satellites, I think.
Yeah.
They've done such a beautiful job there. And some of the other places throughout town that have, you know, gotten in the Christmas spirit. And it's funny, when you're out and about, you see people wearing the Santa hats and the Christmas sweaters. And it's really kind of fun. Everybody, you know, it's pretty uninhibited. They just jump in and get into the spirit of the season.
Yeah,
Bill
absolutely.
Makes fun of me.
What?
Bill makes fun of me.
Jenny,
my Christmas sweater and hat.
I think the funnier, the jollier, the better.
Yes. Know, well, you know, it's funny you said that, because we don't really have a lot of hard-hitting questions for you this morning, but we did come up with some fun questions that we were wondering if we could ask you, you know, to ask the mayor, you know, get to know you a little bit better. So these are like some rapid-fire questions that are a little bit fun as we get ready for the holidays. So Mayor Rick Meehan of Ocean City, real Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree?
Real Christmas tree.
Okay, nice.
Real one.
First Christmas song you actually enjoy, and then one that you secretly are, like, tired of and you can't stand.
You know, White Christmas is just one I really enjoy. I enjoy listening to Jingle Bell Rock, some of the hard, you know, the upbeat types of songs.
Okay.
I'm about done with Mariah Carey songs. So
yeah. No, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the number one song, like, I mean, forever around the holidays. But yes, I think it's wearing on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going with White Christmas over that one.
Okay. Nice. Nice. Eggnog, yes or no?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay, I like
that. It's got to have some holiday spirit in it, though.
Best Christmas, yeah, I know that. Yeah. It's got to go down a little bit hot. All right, best Christmas movie of all time.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Nice.
You know, I think it gets in the fun spirit of things, and it's one of those movies everybody of all generations can sit and watch and enjoy. It's not just for one generation over another, and it's upbeat. I think it's just fun. It's a fun movie to watch with everybody over Christmas.
Do you agree that the original Home Alone is better than Lost in New York, even though they're both good?
They're both good, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, ugly Christmas sweater. Do you wear one or no?
I have, but I don't have one currently.
Okay.
Okay.
What's one holiday tradition in your house that cannot be skipped?
They changed over the years with different generations and, you know, different people coming into the family and, you know, family expanding. We all open our presents together. You know,
okay.
That's something we all do. That's probably the biggest tradition, although it comes in waves as different people come. But, you know, we try to get the kids all together when we open our Christmas presents.
Yeah, I know. As they get older. Yep. Hey, we're going through it in our house. They get older, you know. Try to get them all together. It's like,
it's like herding cats. But, you know, the whole thing is, and we don't open them Christmas Eve. We open them Christmas morning.
Christmas morning, yes. All right, here we go. Here's some questions real quick with a local flavor. Best place in Ocean City, and I know you like to be politically correct. I know there's tons of different places you can go, but your personal favorite, best place in Ocean City to grab a hot drink in the winter?
You know, I'm going to take the fifth.
Okay, all right, fair. That's fair.
I really am. You know, there's so many different types of places to go that it's really kind of fun. Hey, if you just want to grab a beer, you go to the Cork Bar.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to really sit at the bar and get something, you go to Fager's. If you want to grab a bite and watch the game, you go to Buxby's. You go to Steak. There's just so many places that, you know, that I could name that we like to go to, and we try to go to all different spots.
Go to Mayor McMahon's house and make sure you get coffee and put your Baileys in there.
I go visit my daughter at the Marlin Moon, and they always have some neat things going on over Christmas holidays. So there's just a lot of, you know, really great places to go.
No, yeah, you got that right. Support local business. Ocean City Boardwalk in December, peaceful or too cold?
It's both. I like it when it's chilly on a boardwalk.
Yeah.
I was on a boardwalk Christmas bike ride the other night. Brad Hoffman put it together. There were about 25 of us. We all met downtown. It was Sunday night, and it was cold, but the wind died down. It was everybody had lights on and everything, and we all rode our bikes up and down the boardwalk together, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. That was fun.
I think I know this answer already. Favorite Ocean City holiday event or tradition?
It's probably Winterfest. I really think that's just the coolest to be able to do that. So I'm going to go with Winterfest.
Snow on the beach.
And I think I'm going to go with the opening night of Winterfest because that's the coolest when the OC Stars are there and the community comes out and we're all together. It's really the kickoff. It's a little early, but you know what? It gets everybody in the spirit. And, you know, then you follow that up with Christmas parade. Those are the kind of things I think that are really, really, really great.
I agree. Snow on the beach, magical or a traffic nightmare?
Oh, it's magical.
Yes.
You always want snow in Ocean City. You know, nice, dry, puffy snow. Nothing beats that. Go up in a boardwalk or up on the beach. That is cool. That's the coolest.
All right, this next batch is either this or that. Here we go, real quick, lightning fire. Christmas lights, classy white or full-blown Clark Griswold?
We're split in our house. I can't do it. I like the Griswold. Katie goes for white. Guess what color we have?
Right. Of course. You go with the bosses, the real, the mayor of your house.
Yeah.
Cookies or pie?
Cookies.
Okay, early shopping or last-minute panic?
Ooh, I love going last minute. I'm going to go out today and tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Me too.
I still have a couple of things I got to do.
I mean, I've got the basics, but you go out the last 2 days, people are out shopping. It's fun. It is fun to watch those that are really padded.
All the guys out there all around the greeting cards. Holiday movie night or holiday sports on TV?
Ooh, you know what? Maybe a little bit of both, but we all kind of enjoy watching sports. So maybe a little bit of both, but kind of weighing towards the sports probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know your kids are older now, but back in the day, if you can remember, when you guys got up in the morning on Christmas morning, was it early morning presents first or you wait until after breakfast?
When the kids were little, it was early morning.
Yeah, early morning. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was first thing, and that was the way it was when I was growing up, and that was fun. Now it's a little later because the kids have Christmas morning at their house, you know, before they come over here, and that's what it should be. So it's a little bit later at our house now.
And then last question, is there any Christmas disasters that you can remember over the years that have happened either in your family personally that you can laugh about now, or anything, you know, in Ocean City that happened that you just never forget around the holidays?
Yeah, I do have one, and I'll never forget it. When I was growing up, my mom and the kids, some of us, would always go get the Christmas tree. And one year, my mom wasn't feeling well. My dad decided he'd surprise her. And we went out, we got the Christmas tree, and we set it up in the stand. We hadn't decorated it yet, and he was really proud that he'd gone out and done that. And my mom came in, and my dad looked at her and goes, "What do you think?" And everybody smiled, and she kind of looked at it and went, "Eh." Wasn't really, you know. He looked at her. I'll never forget this. He pulled the tree out of the stand, went over, opened up the sliding door, and threw the tree in the Christmas tree in the swimming pool, and right off the balcony.
Oh no!
It was so funny. It was like he done all this. My mom just kind of gave it that, and he just—I don't know what happened.
Oh my gosh!
Really? Oh, that was it.
Tree. And he said, "Okay, come on, we're all going." And we went and got another Christmas tree.
See, nobody appreciates nothing around here. Nobody appreciates nothing.
We told that story every Christmas, and nobody laughed harder than my mom and dad. It was just one of those things. So, and it was completely out of character.
Yes.
So that's what made it so funny. But it's one of those things. We tell that story at Christmas every single year.
In the pool.
And we just all laugh.
That's great. That's Well, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. He burst my dad's bubble, and he just went, "Well, okay." It was funny.
Wow. Well, look, Mayor Rick Meehan, we wish you and your family the best holiday ever. We appreciate, you know, you checking in and giving us the time, you know, every couple weeks. And we just appreciate everything you do for the town of Ocean City and surrounding area.
Well, that's very nice of you. And it's always great talking to both of you. And, you know, I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Safe travels for everybody. We want it to be a safe, Merry Christmas all through the holidays. It's a great time of year. Let's all enjoy. Let's all smile at each other. Have a good time. Welcome in 2026, which I can't believe we're doing. And, you know, here's to a great year in 26. But have a great Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. You Thank you so much, Mayor. Appreciate it. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.